Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Wow. All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. Welcome to the broadcast. We have so much to discuss, it's not even funny. I'm in the middle of an email that I'm writing. Is the reason when I concentrate on something that I try to talk like, sorry about that. But I got an email from CSPOA Executive Assistant Tanya Benson. And she said, hey, Sam, do you look at this article? Do you think it's, let's see. She says, Sam, do you consider this piece, meaning an article, friendly, adversarial, or neutral? And it's an Amarillo, Texas article. And I read it, the article. It's all about Richard Mack and sheriffs. And the debate is sheriffs believing that they can jettison or ignore unconstitutional law. But the problem with the whole discussion is the way that they play the games with words. So I write back and say adversarial. This top headline makes the point that it's hostile, to say the least. And then it says greater Avila, so this person, talks to Texas sheriffs who exert authority over federal laws. Okay? They lie from the get-go. Okay? Here's the thing. What is federal law? Is the quintessential point, right? What is federal law? That's the fundamental question that underscores this debate. Sheriffs do not exert authority over federal law. That is the lie. That is the game being played. That is the manipulation. No. Go read your Declaration of Independence, ladies and gentlemen. They talk about the king creating laws and the body over in Britain making laws without authority. Okay, write that down. Without authority, do they make these edicts, these mandates? Well, the Declaration of Independence calls it pretend legislation, right? That's the problem. Okay, so imagine this headline instead, right? Now think about this. What if it said Avila, that's this person. Okay, imagine if the headline was changed to be different, right? Instead of Avila talks to sheriffs or Texas sheriffs who exert authority over, instead of federal laws, what if it said pretend legislation? Huh? Think about that. Over federal or state pretend legislation. That's the point that I'm getting at. Look, these people are lying. I'm talking about it on the show now. Thanks, Sam. I just finished my email to her while I'm talking. But that's the point here. Sheriff's group don't say they have authority to thumb their nose at federal law. What happens when the supreme law of the land is violated by those who pretend they have authority and they create pretend legislation that violates supreme law? The sheriff swore an oath to the supreme law, not to the pretend legislation, not to the false notion that these bureaucrats and professional do-gooders can just do whatever they want to. Look at Governor Thug Pritzker in Illinois. He says, I'm going to violate your right to keep and bear arms. My response is, no, you're not. 90-plus sheriffs say, no, you're not. Because the law, the supreme law, says you have a right to keep and bear arms, and that right shall not be infringed. Now, Pritzker has no authority, nor does the Illinois state legislative body. They don't have any authority to violate that supreme law. So when a sheriff stands up against that pretend legislation, against that supposed mandate, it isn't law at all. So these sheriffs don't think that they can just upend the laws or carry out whatever they want to, or no. We have a pecking order, if you will. And the supreme law trumps this pretend legislation notion of fake authority every time. See, that is the thing that sheriffs need to understand and that you, my fellow Americans, need to understand. It isn't that the sheriffs are saying, oh, I'll just pick which laws I want to obey or choose. No. That's the lie. Let me give you proof positive that I'm right on this. Let's just take this example with Donald Trump right now. You got this whacked out prosecutor named Bragg, right? Alvin Bragg. And I don't know if you know, but Alvin Bragg has latitude. Discretion is what they call it. And he, even though he knows that Donald Trump may have violated laws in his view, I don't think that this is all correct, but follow me. He can decide, though, you know what? I don't believe this rises to the level of necessary prosecution here. I'm not going to bring charges to the jury at all. It was an investigation. We impaneled the jury to look at it. And I'm going to either, one, bring charges and let the jury decide, or I'm not even going to bring it to the jury. He has that latitude, that discretion. Now, let me stop you there for a second. And if Alvin Bragg has that prosecutorial authority to decide whether to bring charges or not, don't the sheriffs have the same thing in their branch of government? Remember, the DA is the legislative branch. The judicial branch, right? The DA, judicial branch. But the sheriffs are in the executive branch. They must make decisions every day. At the simplest level, I pull you over. I'm a sheriff. I say, you know, young man, you're going too fast on the freeway there, or you're going too fast on the road there. I can decide whether to give you a ticket or a warning. I have that discretion. And if you get combative, I can literally haul you off and throw you in jail. I have all that discretion. Or I can decide, even though you're speeding, to not even pull you over. Now, if Bragg has that kind of discretion, if I've proven to you that sheriffs and law enforcement personnel have that discretion, then how are we saying that a sheriff doesn't have discretion when it comes to government making laws without authority, pretend legislation, or that conflict with the supreme law? See, the problem with Sheriff Richard Mack's case that these wannabe constitutional scholars pretend, they say, well, you know, sheriffs don't have that authority. Well, then how come when Bill Clinton said, force the Brady Bill down the throats of the American people, sheriffs, and Richard said no, and Bill Clinton said, I'll arrest you, sheriff, shut up and sit down, you're out of line, and Sheriff Mack said, I don't think so, how come the Supreme Court agreed with Richard Mack that said the general government has no authority over the states or the individual people in different jurisdictional boundaries? It's a jurisdictional discussion. It's a dual sovereignty discussion. So how can these clowns that pretend they're constitutional scholars have any validity to their points? They don't. They don't have a leg to stand on, and I'll debate any of these clowns anytime, anywhere on the topic. Because I'm right. Not because I'm right, but because the Supreme Court's right. For once. I'm right because the Constitution's right. The Founding Fathers were right. This is a critical, quintessential point for you to understand, people. Why am I getting so fired up? Because I'm sick of these ignorant folks with their dereliction of duty, with their hostile articles and their flat-out, bald-faced lies. We don't think sheriffs can just thumb their nose at federal law. That's a lie. We do believe that sheriffs have a responsibility to hold the supreme law supreme. And they swore an oath to that supreme law, to the Constitution, not to these clown legislative undermining attempts. Let me give you an example. Just take sanctuary cities, for example. You don't have a right to just decide we're going to jettison federal law and have our city bring in illegal people. Why do they think they have discretion there if a sheriff doesn't have a discretion to be a sanctuary county and uphold the right to keep and bear arms? See, they have it one way when it's their agenda, but they don't have it honestly when the truth is held up. The truth is that this pretend legislation or these laws created by lessers, they don't have the right to put their laws above the supreme law. So a sheriff, when he swears an oath to protect we the people, and he swears an oath to the Constitution, and he says, I'll protect Americans and defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic, anyone who makes a law that tries to supersede, replace, circumvent, infringe on the supreme law needs to be stopped. Do you read me, you ignorant media whores from the land of Satan and Satan's partners? You need to understand this. If the supreme law of the land is being circumvented, undermined, challenged, infringed upon, it behooves everyone who swears an oath to the Constitution to stop them in their tracks and say, not on my watch. Well, sadly, Donald wants to be president. I think he's done a lot of good in his day, but he needs to hang out with guys like me instead of surrounding himself by deep state operatives so that he can understand the supreme law of the land. Now, Donald Trump just released a video. We're going to play the audio from that video, and I'm going to make my comments along with this. Donald, I appreciate you, buddy, but you're just off the beam. You're thoroughly confused. You think you could shatter the deep state? Not with
as
your
plan. As you are aware,
can.
America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. CallForCivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman on your radio. One of the things I'm not known for is, I don't know what you call it, a timid response. Sorry, folks, I just sometimes can't take it when these media whores just lie. I just cannot take it. The problem that I'm having is here is this: these media people, I think they know the truth, right? That's the problem. The media lies right from the start with whatever comes out of their mouth. They just do. And that's the problem that I have and why I get so fired up, because they don't let us have a fair discussion or a fair debate or let the American people learn about this. The media lies right from the start. I invite these clowns on the radio with me to debate this. How do you say Richard Mack thinks he's above the law when the Supreme Law says you have a right to keep and bear arms and that right shall not be infringed? That's the Supreme Law. All right. Now, Bill Clinton says, no, I'm going to take away your guns. Sheriffs, help me. And one sheriff says, no, I'm not going to help you. I'm going to uphold the law that I was sworn to uphold. I made an oath. Bill Clinton goes so far as to say, I'll arrest you. Shut up. Sit down. No. Well, Sheriff Mack went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said Richard was right and Bill was wrong. Now, how is that Richard Mack thinking he's above federal law? No, he went to the court to solve the conflict. And the court proved that the Supreme Law trumps Bill's law. Do I speak facts or do I not? See, I'll take these clowns on and debate them, but none of them will come on the radio with me because they don't have the cojones. They just don't. All right, what is federal law? You got to ask yourself, right? What is federal law? Is it the Supreme Law? Or is it just whatever laws bureaucrats and professional do-gooders want to make up on the fly that conflict with the Supreme Law? And what is a government official supposed to do when there's a conflict? Answer, go with the Supreme Law. That's the one they swore an oath to. They didn't swear an oath to Bill's Brady Bill. Right? So that's the problem that I'm having here. All right, Donald Trump says, I will shatter the deep state. And he unveils a 10-point plan to do so. And I don't mean to be offensive to Donald. I know I need to be civil here. Okay? But I absolutely 100% disagree with Donald's plan. Everything in Donald's plan smacks of ignorance, smacks of the lack of constitutional understanding, literally violates checks and balances, funds and promotes the improper role of government, violating checks and balances, betraying everything we hold dear. Every point that Donald makes does this in spades. It just shows that he does not have a sound understanding of the principles at all. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this clip from Donald, this video. We're going to hear the audio, and I'm going to make comments. So I'm going to say stop. We're going to stop. I'll make comments, then we'll continue. Here's Donald.
Here's my plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption.
What do you mean our democracy? Donald, you have a video out where you and the J6 folks that are in jail, they have a choir and they sing, okay? And in that choir, while they're singing, you pledge allegiance and you say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. There's not a democracy word in there, my friend. So, my dear Donald, you are so disconnected, so influenced by big money, by celebrity status, and deep state operatives that have surrounded you your whole life. You don't even know the difference, sir. We have a republic, not a democracy, okay? That's problem number one. How long did he talk? What was that, 4 seconds? How long was it, Lizzie? 5 seconds, and he already made one of the most fundamental critical mistakes you could possibly make. Thinking that our country is a democracy. Our founders warned against the democracy, sir. All right, we continue.
Once and for all, and corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats, and I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will...
What are you talking about, Donald? If you look at the checks and balances in the supreme law of our land, the president doesn't have authority for executive orders. Because executive orders turn out to be mandates. This is the pretend legislation, the belligerent edicts. It isn't law. This is where we have let the presidential powers take over legislative powers, violating the checks and balances. Every Congress critter who takes an oath should jealously guard their authority and say, no, Donald, no president, no Biden, no Clinton, no Bush, no Obama, no Carter, no, all the way back, right? Absolutely not. Have you lost your mind? No. So the first thing you want to do is use an executive order, which you shouldn't have authority to do. Now, executive orders, in my opinion, are maybe in an emergency situation. You could say, I'm going to call on the troops to defend our border while Congress figures out how they're going to fund and deal with this thing. I get emergency situations, maybe. The words emergency don't even appear in the Constitution, by the way. And I get executive orders that relate to your own branch. In other words, if you have an executive order that relates to the running of the executive branch, I believe there's validity there. But they're misused big time. And now you want to start out by jettisoning the deep state by wielding this power you shouldn't have in the first place? Wow. Now you say, wait a minute, shouldn't he, the president, the chief executive, be able to fire who he wants to? Well, again, it depends on who he's talking about firing. If he wants to fire people that he's appointed, he should be able to do that without an executive order, right? Let's go back to the Constitution, people. All right, so that's number one. So I've got him on this democracy lie, this ignorance, and number one's a problem. Here's number two.
Clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible.
Pause. So, Donald, I appreciate that you want to reform all these government agencies, my friend. But we've been promised reform for my whole lifetime, and I'm 56 years old, Donald. And we are always promised reform, and every time it just comes back to the same old, same old, same old. Look at the IRS. Lois Lerner prosecuted and persecuted conservatives. Now they're going to hire 87,000 more IRS agents, and nothing is done to pare back the IRS or stop them from their abuses. The promises of reform are bogus. In the 1990s, Republican Revolution, they talked about dealing with the IRS and the criminal activity there, and nothing happened. Donald, the only course of action that makes sense is to shut those organizations down. Okay, there is no reform on the table for discussion. If you really want to jettison, if you really, Donald, listen carefully, if you really are going to shatter the deep state, the only way to do it is to shut down unconstitutional programs. There is no other way. And the programs you speak of, sir, are unconstitutional. Why should we fund them and keep them around at all? See, but you won't go far enough to really shatter the deep state or to get rid of those things. You make that promise, and then you'll renege even on that promise. Or you won't go far enough. Or you'll be stymied by Congress. Or you'll this, or you'll that, or you'll... Okay, admit that last time, at least with a lot of these things, you failed. That's why the FBI and the deep state's after you right now so hard. Because you didn't shut them down when you had the chance on round one. Why should we give you round two, sir? All right, here we go. That's
third,
number two. Here's three.
We'll totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to. Fourth, to expose the hoaxes.
All right, FISA courts. Donald Trump, have you lost your mind? Do you know what a FISA court is, ladies and gentlemen? Do you know what FISA means? What does FISA stand for? Because this is really critical to understand, right? What is a FISA court? Huh? Do you even know? Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. All right. In 2021 is when FISA came out, right? It was 1978 that it really got started, but it accelerated in 2001. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pryor. Legendary TV star Dick Van Dyke has reportedly been injured after crashing his Lexus in Malibu, California, when he lost control in rainy weather this morning. The 97-year-old actor's car skidded into a gate. The incident left him with a bloody nose and mouth, as well as a possible concussion. Van Dyke was not taken to the hospital and instead picked up by a friend who took him home. Malibu police say drugs or alcohol was not a factor. A federal court hearing is set for today for the man who assaulted Paul Pelosi.
David DePapp faces charges of attempted murder, attempted kidnapping of a federal officer or employee, and assault on the immediate family member of a federal official. Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, suffered a fractured skull and serious injuries to his hands and arm in the attack back in October. DePapp has already entered a plea of not guilty. I'm Skip Kelly.
An intensifying storm associated with a strong atmospheric river hit central to Southern California with heavy rains, damaging winds, and heavy mountain snowfall yesterday. Data from the National Weather Service Bay Area office indicates it's the strongest storm on record there in March. The barometric pressure was much lower than had been recorded previously in the Bay Area for this month. The Department of Justice is reporting former Florida State Representative Republican Joseph Harding pled guilty to wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements for COVID-19 relief money. Harding stole COVID relief loan money from the Small Business Administration in 2020. Harding faces up to 35 years in prison when sentenced July 25th. The first year-over-year decline in home prices in more than a decade and a drop in mortgage rates stopped a year-long streak of declining home sales. Sales of previously owned homes, which makes up most of the housing market, rose 14.5% in February from the prior month, but we're down 22.6% from a year earlier. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
So you got to ask yourself, what is the FISA court, folks? It's an international court. Why is it so secretive? It's a tribunal that was created in 1978 that has the, quote, authority to decide whether to approve wiretaps, data collection, and government requests to monitor terrorists and spies. The problem is that it's been so corrupt and so perverted now that after 2001, George Bush and others gave it mojo like you wouldn't believe to now spy on the American people. Yeah, that's what happens. It starts innocent enough, but yet it backfires and goes wrong when belligerence always seeks for more power. So George Bush lied to the American people and said, no, it's only dealing with foreign people that are terrorists. And well, I guess it's whenever terrorists deal with American people. I mean, I guess I use it to spy on American people, too. And instead of going to prison for that as a war crimes criminal like he should have, George Bush literally got support from Congress for this. Now, sadly, ignorant Donald Trump says, oh, we'll reform the FISA court. We'll reform all these agencies that are abusing the people. No, you won't, Donald. You're so naive, it's not even funny, my friend. Shut down the FISA court. We ran America from 1776, well, just say 1787, when the Constitution was ratified, all the way to 1978 without it, buddy. And now you think we have to have it? And all it's done has been weaponized against the American people, just like the CIA and the FBI and other unconstitutional agencies? You can't reform those, sir. How, no offense, but how Pollyanna are you, Donald? to think you can reform those things when they're the ones that first go around. You got surrounded by deep state operatives that betrayed you, and you got rid of none of these agencies. We gave you 4 years, and you didn't get rid of any of them. You didn't reform any of them either. Did you, Donald? Because if you had, they wouldn't be after you like they aren't after the rest of us either. All right, go ahead, number four.
And abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart, we will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them. Fifth, we will launch a major...
All right, that's fifth, okay? But fourth, he's going to create now more government. He wants to create a board that can look at this stuff. Who's going to appoint the board? Or who's going to elect the board? Or how are we going to run this new government apparatus Donald wants to put in place? You can say, no, Sam, it'll be private sector. Uh-huh. Private sector, kind of like the Federal Reserve private sector. Who's going to appoint or elect or staff this board, this whatever? And what authority do they have to make things declassified? What laws will govern that? Who will create the laws that govern that? Can Donald just on a whim create new boards and new third-party either government agencies or third-party organizations that back into controlling U.S. law regarding the classification or declassification of documents and information? And okay, who's going to run this thing, Donald? Just so you know, the states already have that authority. It's called, what's it called? Do you guys know what it's called? It's called nullification, ladies and gentlemen. Nullify now. The states could do that instantly. On the federal level, Congress can declassify things, right? Okay, look, Donald, you don't have authority to create a new government agency out of thin air, buddy. You just don't. This is your executive order power. You think you have, but it's misused, sir. The next one, number five. Lizzie? Uh-oh, somehow we lost audio here.
...and corruption, and there are plenty of them. Fifth, okay, we will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. When possible, we will press criminal charges. Sixth, we will make every inspector...
All right, there you go. Again, he thinks he's going to go ahead and prosecute these leakers. You don't have any chance of doing that, Donald. These leakers are people within your administration that run unconstitutional rogue government agencies. They're the leakers. Who were the leakers when it comes to Facebook and Twitter and all the social media people? The answer? The FBI and the CIA. Okay? The CIA has been guilty of criminal agenda with the media since the 70s. It used to be called Operation Mockingbird, Donald. And now what's it called? Operation Takeover? And you want to reform. And you want to, okay, what about Julian Assange? Edward Snowden and some of these other people that were whistleblowers. They've literally, you didn't defend them. You didn't pardon them. You didn't protect them. So if you're not going to protect whistleblowers, what makes you think or us believe that you're going to go ahead and really prosecute and create transparency? The libel and slander laws, you said you were going to change those. You never did. They literally said James Edwards was the leader of the KKK. It was absolutely false. They proved in court it was false, but they said that the media could continue merrily along their way. You did nothing, Donald. You didn't even address the case. Wow. All right, number five. Go ahead, Lizzie.
General's office, independent and physically separated from the departments they oversee, so they do not become the protectors of the deep state. Seventh, I will ask Congress.
You can't separate that. What law would give you authority to separate those things, Donald? And if the Justice Department doesn't have authority over some of those agencies or some of the that do their bidding, how are you going to roll through regulations and things to deal with this? What I mean is, Donald, either you don't know or you think we're stupid. I'm not sure which, but you can't just do those things. It would require Congress to do those things. It would require a complete revamp of the system. Is an attorney general appropriate at the general level of government? Yes, there's three branches. Is the legislative branch part of the attorney general? No, but they certainly have authority to make law relating thereto. Does the executive branch have authority to make law relating thereto? No. That's why you don't have authority, Donald. Okay, so I don't mean to be rude, but we've got to keep the separation of powers in mind. And everything he's talking about is obliterating the separation of powers here. All right, next one, six.
Is to establish an independent auditing system to continually monitor our intelligence agencies to ensure they are not spying on our citizens or running disinformation campaigns against the American people, or that they are not spying on someone's campaign like they spied on my campaign. Eighth,
pause.
We will.
All right. So what are you talking about, Donald? You want another government agency now. Who's going to create this auditing department that you're talking about? Is it going to be a third-party auditing department? If so, who's going to fund it? Who's going to get the bid for the contract? If so, how are you going to make the laws where they can subpoena and do the thing? Okay, what you're talking about is an equivalent of a FISA court in the United States. Whoa. Think about that. Do you want an internal FISA court? We've already got laws on the books. We've already got courts to prosecute criminals that do things. What's not lacking is the discovery of the problem. That's what audits do, discover problems, right? We've already discovered the problem, Donald. The FBI literally betrayed every one of us in America. Unless you prosecute to the fullest extent of the law, it's not going to make a difference that you create a third party or an internal government audit, a fox in charge of the hen house to make us believe that things are better. Where are your prosecutions, Donald? You said you were going to arrest Hillary. Then you're like, leave Hillary alone. She's fine. Don't worry about Bill and Hillary. They're only in bed with Jeffrey Epstein and crew. Don't worry about those guys. Bill raped women. Don't worry about him. See, folks, what do you want, an internal FISA court here? What kind of auditing department are you talking about? What kind of authority would they have? Who would decide that, Congress or the president? See, do you understand the separation of powers, Donald? I don't think so. All right, number eight.
Continue the effort launched by the Trump administration to move parts of the sprawling federal bureaucracy to new locations outside the Washington swamp. Just as I moved the Bureau of Land Management to Colorado, as many as 100,000 government positions could be moved out, and I mean immediately, of Washington to places filled with patriots who love America. And they really do love America.
Pause. All right. What are you talking about, Donald? Look, the Bureau of Land Management is unconstitutional, my friend. And you want to move it to Colorado? So instead of just having these thugs all put in a 10-mile square Washington District of Criminals area, where we can realize that they're all, it's just the criminals there, you want to spread the criminal activity all across the country. Okay, it's bad enough to have a Bureau of Land Management in the first place. But you've done nothing to slow the abusive agenda that they've incurred. Nothing. Putting them in Colorado doesn't mean anything. It's a symbolic move at best. All right? If you don't ask me, or if you don't believe me, go ask the Wayne Haig family. When they sued the government, they were ranchers. It's a multi-generational battle with the BLM and the federal government. The judge said, government, bring your wallet. You've been guilty of racketeering. Well, the Haig family has never received any of their money, Donald. Ask Ramona. Shut down the BLM, Donald. You're fooling yourself, buddy. You're so naive. It's incredible.
True Passover versus Easter. The Catholic Church and most denominations follow the Jewish Passover. Here is the Jewish tradition. The Passover takes place 14 days after the new moon, after the equinox. But what does God say? In Isaiah 1 verse 14, quote, your new moon feasts and your appointed festivals I hate with all my being, unquote. Now notice God's word versus Jewish tradition. Quote, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight is the Lord's Passover, unquote. That's from Leviticus 23, verse 5. God's year begins on the spring equinox. Passover is always on the 14th day of God's year, the 14th day after the equinox. The Sunday after the Passover is Resurrection Sunday. None of this is about fertility, which is exactly what Easter is all about. Easter bunny and eggs, fertility rites, are paganism.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean to be offensive, but I've lost my patience for Donald Trump in this case. He is so far out of whack. So far off the beam, it's not even funny. Everything he wants to do in his 10-point plan to what he calls shatter the deep state is bogus. What you need to do, Donald, is back hero sheriffs. Okay, the media is lying about sheriffs. What is federal law? You got to ask yourself. Sam talks hero sheriffs who literally exert authority over federal and state pretend legislation, Donald. And half your actions in this plan you have would be pretend legislation, sir. You referred to democracy twice. Shame on you. We have a republic. And every one of the first 8 items I've shown you is absolutely naive and folly. There's no value in them at all. You got to shut down rogue government agencies that are unconstitutional, Donald. That's the only way forward, my friend. Quit surrounding yourself with deep state operatives and surround yourself with constitutional educators and scholars who understand. Surround yourself with, say, why don't you make the Attorney General Michael Perutka? TheAmericanView.com. Why don't you go ahead and let Richard Mack run the FBI if you intend on keeping the organization? You see what I'm talking about? Surround yourself with patriots who understand, sir. Until you get that done, you don't have a prayer to right the republic, okay? And it starts with repentance, though. You need to get on the moral train, too, buddy. Grabbing women by the whatevers and all this stuff and all these allegations that have got you in hot water in the first place. It's a crying shame, Donald. But here's 9.
I will work to ban federal bureaucrats from taking jobs at the companies they deal with and that they regulate. So they deal with these companies and they regulate these companies and then they want to take jobs from these companies. Doesn't work that way. Such a public display cannot go on, and it's taking place all the time, like with Big Pharma. Finally, I will push a constitution.
Pause. All right. So I appreciate that, Donald. You're right on this one. This one's actually something that's right. The problem is, listen to the problem, you don't have authority. You don't make law, Donald. The Congress, the House and Senate make law. And if they put legislation together that you like, then you can sign it. So what you're really saying is you would beg Congress to make a law that you would be willing to sign that would stop this insider trading, so to speak, or this conflict of interest that goes on when they bounce back and forth between government, unconstitutional, I might add, regulating agencies, and then the companies that are regulated there too, right? You would stop that. So you would stop all those folks that left the FBI and worked for Twitter, for instance. I think you're right about that. But you wouldn't be able to do it yourself. You'd have to use the checks and balances. You'd have to ask Congress to get it done, and then you could sign the law. You could draw attention to it, which you're doing, and I commend you for that. But understand that you couldn't get that done yourself. So don't make a promise you can't or won't keep, sir. Don't do that, okay? The idea is a good one here. But until you prosecute those folks that left the FBI and worked for Twitter and criminally abused us all, unconstitutionally, immorally, and otherwise, until you prosecute those people, we're getting nowhere. Remember the checks and balances, Donald. It's important. And I still support due process for even those FBI clowns that have betrayed us. They deserve due process, folks. I think they're wrong and they're criminals. We got to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. But due process is vital. All right, 10.
Amendment to impose term limits on members of Congress. This is how I will shatter the deep state and restore government that is controlled by the people and for the people. Thank you very much.
The government's supposed to be controlled by the people and for the people, Donald, but it's not right now. It's controlled by the clowns at the top because they've allowed to ingratiate themselves with so much power and authority now to where, look, the criminal element runs America. If you don't believe me, then why are you headed for the clink, buddy? And if you don't believe me, why are a lot of J6ers in prison, wrongfully so, while the FBI runs around ready to abuse more people, whether it's pro-life over the abortion issue, whether it's over land? Look, I appreciate that, but I disagree with an amendment. Listen carefully. I disagree with an amendment to create term limits. Okay, what did he say at 10? I want a term limits for Congress. We already have term limits, my friend. You can serve for 2 years, and after every 2 years, you must get reelected. If you don't get reelected, then you've only got a 2-year term. You're limited by the people's vote already. 6 years for a senator, 4 years for a president, right? That's why you're not president right now, because you've already been term limited out of office, buddy. The people said no. Now, what you're talking about is a hard term limit where government by law would decide that. Well, you can talk about liking an amendment, but what does it take to make an amendment happen, ladies and gentlemen? Do you know, Donald, what it takes to make an amendment? What is required from an amendment to the Constitution to pass, folks? The bar is quite high, right? What does it take for a constitutional amendment? Huh? What does it take? Do you know? What is the process? You can propose it by the Congress, and with a 2-thirds majority, both in the House and the Senate, or by a constitutional convention called for by 2-thirds of the states. Right? Now, I know a lot of people want a con. I don't. Whenever 2-thirds of both the House and the Senate think it's necessary, they shall propose amendments to the Constitution, or, listen, or on application of the legislature of 2-thirds of the several states. Right? It is huge. I don't want an amendment to term limit. I just want to fix the voter rolls. I just want to vote in person. I just want to have accountable, honest ballot counting. But now Donald's saying we ought to vote by mail because if you can't beat them, you might as well join them mentality. Shame on you, Donald. So anyway, I don't mean to just attack Donald, and I know I'm supposed to be civil. But civility has its limits when it comes to standing up for what's right. I'm not trying to attack the Donald. I really appreciate that he wants to jettison the deep state. I really appreciate that Donald wants to shatter the deep state. I just don't think he has the education necessary to get it done. You need to talk hero sheriffs across the country that can nullify now. States that can nullify the federal government. Okay? You need to jettison pretend legislation, Donald, along with your deep state friends. Whether you're deep state or not, I don't know, but you certainly have friends surrounding you that are. That's the first thing you need to get rid of. All right? There you have it. Meanwhile, while Donald's telling you he's going to save the country from the deep state, which I don't believe for a second, his plan's not even solid. The way I would defund and debunk the deep state is I would get rid of every unconstitutional agency, every one of them. Yeah, because we could save a ton of money. We could decrease the amount of government bureaucrats that can eat out our substance and abuse us. We would reject a lot of the pretend legislation by regulation that we experience, et cetera, et cetera. I would start by defunding government agencies left and right. But now a battle rages for Epstein's sex client list. The Gateway pundit, ladies and gentlemen, doggedly seeks the unsealing of the sex client list of Jeffrey Epstein at the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Jim Hoft, thegatewaypundit.com, doing a phenomenal job here. Who would we find on that list? Will we prosecute to the fullest extent of the law everybody on that list? Yeah, it's sex with little girls, remember? Jeffrey Epstein, already a convicted pedophile. Who was doing business with Jeffrey? We can't even get that list. It's been a massive fight. And now the Gateway Pundit, the media, the good media, is going after this. Donald, why didn't you give us that list? Why didn't you declassify the list when you had 4 years to do so? And why didn't you expose why didn't you expose what's his name for a fake birth certificate? What's that guy's name? He used to be president. Not Joe Biden. Joe Biden was the vice president when this guy was president. Oh, yeah, Barack Obama, that guy. Yeah, you can't remember his name, and you don't know if he was an American citizen. Why didn't you expose that while you had the chance, Donald? Because you're not for real, that's why. Because you don't have the cojones or the will. And because those who were in the deep state surrounding you shut you down at every turn and betrayed you, sir. Now, while we're struggling with trying to get the Jeffrey Epstein sex list released, while we're trying to stop the abuse of out-of-control federal government and state governments, Donald wants to be president. Well, Donald, I don't know if you know right now, but there's a headline. TheBlaze.com, Glenn Beck's group has it, and good for him for having it. It says this: change is coming. Beijing and Moscow, so Russia and China, the two communist nations, further cement their alliance and signal a, quote, new world order. So the deep state, Donald, is in a quandary. Whose new world order are we going to go with? The communist Chinese of Russia and China? Or the Klaus Schwab new world order versus the, you know, via the World Economic Forum, or the deep state-led United States New World Order? Doesn't matter. All of them are communistic, and all of them betrays the supreme law of our land. I know you're the America First guy, you claim, Donald, but if you want America First, you would jettison all these international agreements, every single one of them. You didn't do that when you had the chance. In fact, based on the way you went about getting rid of some of these things, all that happened is Joe reversed everything you did. Right? That's all that really happened. You, by executive order, made a bunch of mandates and edicts, and then all Donald did when he lost was turn that over to Biden. Then Biden undid everything you did. Do you see the folly? Do you see the folly of leading by executive order? Huh? That's really critical to understand. Because the way you fix things are to use the checks and balances and the proper role of government to fund and promote and advocate for all that which is constitutional and jettison and reject via nullification and many other means everything that is not constitutional. Donald, buddy, I'd love to help you. Why don't you make me your media man, sir? I'll get it done for you. I'll take on the media clowns like never before. You ain't seen nothing yet, buddy. Why don't you make Sheriff Richard Mack head of the FBI and the Justice Department? Why don't you have the Justice Department ran by Michael Perutka? Why don't you start announcing liberty-loving Americans that would surround you in your next administration? Because if you did that, we knew you had the right people around you. We believe you have great instincts, sir. And we believe if you were surrounded by good, honest patriots, you could truly do what you hope to do. But you need incredible guidance, and you got to jettison your deep state betrayer friends, Giuliani and crowd, to make the point. We're willing to help, Donald. I await your phone call, sir. God save the Republic of the United States of America.